So today is a special day. Today is, we do this, try to do this once a year. We love to have Chi Alpha Ministries in, and we're excited. Now, Chi Alpha is our ministries to college campuses, and we have them all over the country and in other nations. And today, Matt DeGeer is here with his crew, and he is involved in several of our universities in the New Orleans area, and he's going to tell you more about that. So in just a few moments, he's going to come up, and we're going to be excited to hear from Chi Alpha. But first of all, they have a video for us, and we're going to begin with that.
From an atheist background, I know there is no one that can tell me there is no God.
These past few years have tested my faith.
A few months ago, I was ready to give up.
I have lost people that were really close to me, as well as being hurt by people I love.
I know the Lord wants me in the missions field for the rest of my life.
God showed me that no matter what is going on in my life, He will never leave our side.
I'm never going back.
I know that my trust in God will not waver. I am looking at it as my mission field, and no matter what happens,
I'm going to trust in God. My heart was completely wrecked, and I heard the voice of the Lord speak clearly. God revealed so much to me.
I know that He is making a way for me. I'm going to continue to do the work of my Father in heaven.
I know now that I am armed to do God's work. God shined a light on someone who brought me to Chi Alpha,
and my life has been forever changed. Not only do I feel called, but I'm now living in greater sense and awe of God.
I was created for much greater things than I ever thought possible. I will do my part in bringing on the greatest student awakening the world has ever seen.
Our mission is to reconcile students to Christ.
Join us in transforming the university, the marketplace, and the world.
So just over a week ago, I was at Tulane University, sitting at a little booth, drinking some iced coffee with a friend named Liang, and he's a new student at Tulane from China. And he was telling me about the pressures he feels as the only child, and all the sacrifices his parents have made for him to be here and to study. And he talked about how sometimes he just kind of wants to end it all. In fact, he said, if it wouldn't be so hard on my parents, I would. And I wish I could just not exist. My name is Matt DeGeer. This is part of my team for Chi Alpha New Orleans. And we believe we are called to serve on the most strategic mission field on the planet. We may be a little bit biased, but we are called to reach university students who desperately need to know the love of God and the purpose that He has prepared for them through Jesus. I've been doing this for 14 years now. Well, 15 if you count my internship. My wife and I moved to New Orleans in 2003 to reach university campuses. Our primary calling is Tulane University, but God's given us the opportunity to build up a team reaching Tulane, Loyola, Xavier, University of New Orleans, and now Delgado Community College, and just seeing students' lives touched. The thing is, Liang is not alone by any means in his feeling. The good thing is I was able to then, for the next hour, just talk to him about God. God has been actually preparing his heart. He did a couple years of undergraduate in Lincoln, Nebraska before he got to New Orleans. And the reason we were able to even start the conversation is because he told me he couldn't come with us to a minor league baseball game that night, baby cakes, because he was going to church with a friend. There's a Chinese fellowship that meets right near Tulane. So we were able to talk. Later that day, I was able to give him a Bible and just continue to share the love of God with him. We met up this Friday to continue the conversation about what God is doing in his heart. Just last year, I was sitting on a bench in one of the quads, big green area, very not one that people walk through very often, with one of my student leaders. He was processing through the recent on-campus suicide of one of his very good friends. And just, what do I do? I don't know if I'm mad, I don't know if I'm sad. I don't want to be strong for anybody else anymore. And why? And so we're processing through that, and then this student begins walking towards us. And this is a student who I've seen before many, many times, and we'd always wave. I'm like, I don't remember who that is. And he comes up again, and I wave, and then he's like, he's going to walk right, like, within feet of me, so I've got to say something. So I'm like, hey, how's it going? And he says, well, not so good. I just got back from the psychiatrist. I'm like, oh, wow. Well, and they said, wait, you're a Christian. Maybe you can help me. And so then I spent the next, between my student leader and I, we spent the next 3+ hours with this student who was a freshman from China, wondering about what is the meaning of life. And I literally have the opportunity on a regular basis to sit across a table or just stand and have a conversation with students that will literally ask me, what is the meaning of life? And if that's not a strategic mission field, I really don't know what is. It's just an amazing opportunity to talk to students who are desperate. Liang is desperate for something to believe in. He wants to believe. And so what an amazing opportunity to bring Jesus to them. Now, not everyone on campus is like that. There are some really tough nuts to crack to even get them to consider that God is worthy of their attention. I think the average American freshman kind of thinks they know about Christianity because they've watched Saturday Night Live and Comedy Central. And so that's what they believe God is. I was talking to one of the students who just graduated 2 years ago, and when he was getting ready to leave, he was telling one of his friends what he believed, and she started laughing because she thought he was joking. He's like, no, I really believe this. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know people actually believed that. So there's just many opportunities to touch students who maybe they grew up. They grew up right here in Life Fellowship. We've had some folks from Life Fellowship at Loyola in the past. We want to help those students thrive, not just survive during those 4 years of university or beyond, and actually be missionaries themselves to the university. We want to touch students who've grown up their whole lives and maybe they've been to church a few times or they've never been to church. We want to share with them the good news of Jesus. We want to touch the international students. God is sending people from almost every nation on the planet to our universities. Almost 200 nations we represented on campuses across the United States this year. What an amazing opportunity to be a friend and to love someone who just really wants a friend. And in that love, share the good news of Jesus. So we are excited about what God has called us to do on the university campuses, and Life Fellowship has been a part of that from, I think, the very beginning. So we thank you for allowing us to be missionaries on the university campus. We believe it's a privilege to serve full-time, to touch the lives of students who will, we believe, be reconciled to Christ, transform the university, the marketplace, and the world. I want to introduce Morgan. She will share with you just a little bit more about what's going on.
Hey, Life Fellowship. I'm so excited. This is y'all's Baptism Sunday. Isn't it amazing to see God change people's lives forever and see people go under the water and come up and have that moment of, wow, God has changed my heart. God is changing my life, and he's going to do amazing things through me. So I'm excited to be here with you guys today as we get to witness that. Are you guys excited for that? Yes, that's amazing. And so I'm really also excited to share with you about my friend Julianne. We met her when she was a freshman. And Matt talked about there's some hard nuts to crack at Tulane, okay? They think they know it all. They think they have it all under control. Julianne was not one of those people. She's one of those people you look in your eyes and you're like, yes, I'm excited to meet you because you're also excited to meet me. So we're going to be great friends. So we met her. She was a freshman. She was excited to come be friends with us, serve the community. She's the exact kind of freshman that I'm like, yes, we're going to do it. We're going to see things happen for the kingdom. And so she went through our leadership training. She got really invested in the community. But all the while, there was just this secret pain, this secret confusion that had been going on in her heart. Julianne, she came from a church background, but in high school, she had a lot of people in her life, close relatives and close friends that had recently passed away. And so she grew up hearing about the Lord. She grew up hearing about his goodness. And all of these things happened, and she's like, how can this God be good? How can this God be good or be real when family that I love have passed away? And she wasn't able to reconcile that in her heart. So she came to college, she was plugged into community, but she was never able to truly be honest with herself and say, Lord, I have issues with how I see you. I have issues in my heart, and I don't know if I can believe that you're real. So after her freshman year, she went home. She was surrounded by tons of temptations to drink, to do drugs, to party, to kind of live that lifestyle. And honestly, she lived it. She lived it. She wasn't convinced of God's goodness or his reality in her life. And she just turned away from everything that she knew, everything she grew up from, and even everything that she had been learning in Chi Alpha. But God, that is my favorite saying. When you can hear someone's life and what they're going through, and you're able to say, but God. God was able to just transform Julianne's life. We have a yearly event called Fall Breakaway. She came to Fall Breakaway. She had a Holy Spirit encounter with the Lord like never before, and she was able to feel his comfort, his love, and the reality of who he is for the first time. She had that but God moment, and that day she was able to say, Lord, I want to follow you wholeheartedly. It doesn't matter what my circumstance look like. I know that you are real, that you are true, and that you have a calling on my life. And from that day on, I am truly able to say that she lived out our mission that Matt said, to transform the university, the marketplace, and the world. I've seen her transform the university in her dorm, in her classes, her friends around her. She's surrounded by friends that are Muslim, atheists, that don't know the Lord, and she continually shares with them her heart and her love of the Lord. She actually, that year when she knew Jesus for the first time, she was able to get baptized with us. I was able to baptize her, see that life change in her eyes, and she invited her Muslim friends, her atheist friends, and they were able to see that too. They were able to witness what God had done in her. She actually even was able to go to Thailand for a study abroad program where she was able to lead two of her friends to Christ. You guys, Thailand is 98% Buddhist. The opportunity to meet a Christian or be in a community is very small. But Julianne was the community. She brought that to Thailand, and she was able with her roommate to see her friends come to know Jesus. I am so excited that I work in an organization that sees students change people's lives forever. I believe that they can do it, and God has great things for the university. I want to introduce you guys to my friend Josh. He's going to share with you guys his story of baptism and life change. Can you all give him a round of applause?
Good morning, Life Fellowship. It's so good to be here. Like Morgan said, my name is Joshua Bird. I'm a campus missionary at Loyola University down there in New Orleans. And my story starts back in 2011, all the way in Oakland, California. Now, when people think of California, they often think of palm trees and sunny and like perfect weather, all of that. And it was just that. California is amazing. And so I grew up in California, loved it, but I decided to come all the way out to Louisiana. Why would I do that? How did I end up here? So I decided to come to New Orleans for school, and thank the Lord that I did. I can just, in retrospect, look back and see the hand of God moving in my life even from then. So I grew up in church, and if someone asked me, I would tell them that I was a Christian, went to church every Sunday. But here I am in New Orleans for the first time on my own, a little bit nervous, probably a little bit too excited to be on my own for the first time. And here I am faced with the decision, will I follow Jesus or not? But thank God that the Holy Spirit moved on my heart in such a mighty way that I was able to search out and look for Christian community my first year in college. And so I stumbled upon Chi Alpha, and praise God that I did. I met a guy named Josh Harvey. Some of you guys know him. And I immediately got plugged into the ministry, and I must say that God absolutely changed my life through Chi Alpha. Now, like I said, I grew up in church, and so I was one of the Christian kids that, you know, you grow up in church, you go to summer camp every year, and you kind of do your own thing when you're outside of church. So I was one of those kids. So when I came to Chi Alpha, when I came to college, I was bringing all of that history with me. But thank God for discipleship, because Josh Harvey really began to walk with me through what it meant to live life as a Christian on a college campus. Now, for those of you that don't know, Loyola is a Catholic university. And so there are a lot of people that know about Jesus. They know about the gospel. They know about the stories of the Bible. They know about how Jesus loves them. But it's really only sort of a head knowledge. People have not been transformed by the gospel of Jesus. And so through discipleship and through walking through what it means to be a Christian on a college campus, God really began to transform my heart and transform my mind so that I wasn't just a church kid. I became a disciple of Jesus, and I thank God for him transforming my life. So fast forward to 2015, my senior year in college, and like I said, I'm walking through this discipleship. My life has been radically transformed, and God puts it on my heart to be baptized. And so I'm thinking, this doesn't really make any sense. I've been baptized before. I don't want to seem like this kind of new Christian newbie. But God really began to reveal the pride in my heart that, no, you need to make the declaration to this campus, make a declaration to your friends that you are my follower, you are my disciple, and you have made the decision to live your life for me. So in spring of 2016, I was baptized, just like you guys are about to do your baptism today. And then I'm faced with the decision at the end of my college career of what I'm going to do after I graduate. And God really begins to burden my heart for the souls at Loyola and all of the students there. So I decided to give a few years to Chi Alpha and minister to my alma mater, Loyola University. And I just ended my first year, going into my second year. And I praise God for everything that he's doing at Loyola. And really, it's because of churches like you who give and are so generous, and that's what allows us to do the work that we do. So thank you guys so much for everything that you're doing. Matt's going to come up and close us out.
Josh is really a gift to our team. He's just very, very talented. He's charismatic. He's fun. So just the other people who haven't heard from yet, so that's Josh from Loyola. Morgan works with me at Tulane, and she also disciples ladies at Loyola. Isaac is working with us at Tulane. He is one of our UNO alum, but trained with us at Tulane. And he's also kind of giving some leadership to Xavier University Chi Alpha this year, as they don't have a full-time director. And then Justin graduated with Josh from Loyola, and he was with us part-time last year and loved it so much he's come back full-time to do the campus ministry and training internship. So if you haven't yet, meet these people. They're great people. I'm obviously a little bit partial. And then folks who aren't with us are Christine and Bubba Johns. They're the directors at University of New Orleans. They are, I think, speaking at another church in the area that's going to sponsor one of their big events kicking off the year at UNO. And if you don't know, it's very, very public. They're having a baby. So if you love the Johns, you can love three of them soon. And then there's Chris and Felicity Buckle, who joined our team. They're Chi Alpha veterans. They've been doing stuff around this area. They've joined our team a year ago, and it's through Chris's hard work and the favor God has given him that Delgado Community College is just, the doors are blowing off of what God is doing through Chris and then those who've been able to come alongside. And so we're so thankful. The picture you saw was actually a girl named Monica from China getting baptized. I was supposed to talk about Monica, and I kind of got lost. So I talked to you about that. Yeah, that's Monica. I talked about Liang and this other student, and so that's the desperation. When we met Monica, she was also here just for a one-year Master's of Finance program, and the first time I met her, she was actually at a Bible discussion group we were doing specifically for Chinese students. And we go back and forth, sometimes in my home, sometimes it was in one of our students' apartments. And so we do the Bible discussion, have a great discussion. There's probably 8 to 10 Chinese seekers there. And then we're just hanging out afterwards. And I turn around, and there's this student named Sean sharing his testimony. Monica is just weeping, like in the living room. She's just weeping. The Lord was touching her heart. And so then she came with us to Fall Breakaway. And continued to study the Bible and gave her life to Jesus. And so that spring, she was baptized as a declaration that I will follow Jesus. Her parents were not all that excited about it, to be honest, coming from China. But the cool thing is her story continues. She works in Shanghai now. She's actually become a monthly supporter of Chi Alpha because she believes in it. She gives financially to do it. And she's also had the privilege of leading her mother to faith in Jesus. So that's the thing. Reconcile a student to Christ, you transform not just the university, but the marketplace and the world. The complete opposite side of the planet is hearing about Jesus, what God has allowed us to be a part of here in Tulane. Now, the thing is, what's the point? you know, I'm talking to this guy, Leon, I'm talking to other students, and what's the meaning of life, and I'm so desperate for something to believe in. what's the point? Well, we're there because of Jesus. I had a friend last year, again, a lot of these Chinese students come just for a year. His name's David, and for a little while, he was kind of like, okay, I think I've had enough God talk for a while. But then he would ask me questions. I'm like, I cannot answer these questions without talking about Jesus. I mean, he basically, in a non-creepy way, at one point in our friendship said, I want your life. And not in the sense like, I want your wife and your kids and your house, but like, I want the purpose, the sense of peace and direction that you have. I want that. I'm like, dude, it's Jesus. And I'm not just telling you religious stuff. Like, I can walk you through my story, where I've been lost. Just walking through the world with no purpose. Like, why am I here? What's the point? Why bother with anything? And then Jesus broke in, and there's light, and there's love, and there's peace that will conquer anxiety, that I can actually trust God with my whole life. I've had to put this into practice this week. My eldest is with me today. The four-year-old was puking last night, so my wife is home with him and the baby. But Lucas is here, and he'll be five in September. Now, if you know anything about schools in New Orleans, in Orleans Parish, it's a little bit crazy. I grew up in Michigan. Public schools were fine. You just went to school, whatever. We're like, what do we do about school? and so I believe wholeheartedly, and I teach this, that we need to be willing to do what God says rather than just what seems the most convenient opportunity to do at the moment. And so there are charter schools and stuff. And so Lucas could start kindergarten this year. He'll turn five in September, so he'd be like the youngest in his class. Or we could wait a year. Well, we did the one application, and by lottery, out of 500 applicants for 100 spots, and we didn't get any privileges. Like, we were not privileged in any way in the lottery, and there are certain people who get privileges for different reasons. Lucas still got a spot in the one school we would like him to go to. But my wife is 100% convinced. I'm 75%, so you add her 100 to my 75, and I'm also 100% convinced that Lucas is not ready for all day, every day kindergarten. So what's best for my son and for my family? To trust God that I can say goodbye to this spot with no guarantee whatsoever that we will ever get back in that school again. I was almost crying when we were making this final decision on Friday. Feeling fear. But I believe that God is going to take care of my kids. I believe it wholeheartedly, and that's why I'm motivated to be on campus, to tell students from wherever they may be that God does love you and God does have a purpose for your life, and not in some sing-songy religious way. God wants to be intimately involved in your life. And that's what we say when we get baptized. I'm giving up the reins, and Jesus is now the one who lives in me. He is now the Lord. And I just want to encourage you here to trust him completely. It's one thing to say it. It's another to do it. Some of those decisions are hard. But God is faithful, and he will show his goodness. It might not be exactly the way we want it to be, but in the long run, it will actually be better than what we would hope for. I just want to close in prayer and give you all opportunity to respond. Let's just bow our heads and pray. God, I thank you so much for this church. You know how much of a blessing it's been to Jen and I for so many years, how much of a blessing it's been to Chi Alpha New Orleans. It's just a privilege to be here and to share what you're doing on campus and to just encourage them a little bit. God, I pray that their hearts would be encouraged to trust you completely. And as they see one of their own go down at the waters of baptism to say, Jesus is Lord. I am dead to sin. I'm alive to Christ. That they would be stirred in their hearts to live it out in this community, God. I thank you so much for the light that they are in this community, and I pray that they would shine ever brighter, that they would never grow weary in doing good, that they would persist and know that they will reap a harvest, that you will be with them, you will be near them, you will demonstrate your power and your goodness to their lives. If you were in a place right now where you can keep bowing your heads if you want to, and you need to trust God with something, maybe there's a decision you need to make. Maybe you need to trust your life to Jesus for the first time this morning. I want to ask you just to, in a sense of, you know what, God, this is me. I need to trust you. I'd ask you to raise your hand. I want to pray for you. Amen. I'm going to pray for you and then ask you to pray with me. Father, thank you for those who've raised their hands. And I know some maybe weren't ready to raise their hands. But God, I pray that they would know your comfort right now. I ask that the presence of the Holy Spirit will be near to them, that you'd fill their hearts with confidence that they can trust you. And in that trust, they would have clarity. If there's a decision to make, they would know which is the right one, your Spirit guiding them. I ask you to pray with me. Just a really simple prayer of trust in God. Dear Heavenly Father, you gave us your very Son because you loved us so much. So if you loved us while we were sinners, so much to give yourself to us, how much more will you not give us everything we need? Give us your Holy Spirit. Give us your forgiveness. And give us courage to believe. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Done that before, maybe you're rededicating your life today, please take time to fill out this card and mark your decision on it. We want to be able to help you in your walk with Christ. Isn't it exciting to hear these testimonies? Come on now. Morgan got you guys to actually be loud in the first service. I want to need you to come back at 8:30 a few times, if you don't mind. So great to hear. And I want you to get what Matt is telling us, and in a moment we're going to have our own baptism service, but I want you to get what's happening. They're reaching people that you will never meet, that you'll never have an opportunity to influence with Jesus Christ or the message of the gospel. And then some of them are like this girl from China, who is back in Shanghai now? So what's happening and what happens so often on campus ministry is, like Matt has said, is, They went them to Christ, and then they leave this university, and they're actually, no matter, maybe they're doctors, lawyers, working in a plant, but now they're missionaries wherever they go. And especially these international students, when they go back to their home countries, they are missionaries. And as you've heard, this young lady went back and won her mother to the Lord, and now she's a Christ follower. So when you give today, when you give it an offering, We don't take special offerings here, because we just ask for you to give and be obedient to God. Do what the Holy Spirit tells you to do, and then we're going to take 10% of that right off the top and give to missions, and we take care of Chi Alpha, and we take care of missionaries all over the world. But that happens because you're faithful in your giving, so I want to remind you of that. So today I'm excited. We get to baptize some people who have been Christ followers, and if Lauren Beadle will come on up, I want to remind you that what baptism is about. When John the Baptist started baptizing people before Jesus began his ministry, and then Jesus started baptizing people, they were basically saying, I'm ready to give up my life. I'm ready to be an outcast if that's what it takes. It was a big commitment to publicly be baptized and say, I'm a Christ follower. Even some of them would be kicked out of their families, you know? So thankfully that doesn't happen much today, but being baptized in public is saying, hey, I'm a Christ follower. We're not baptizing anyone into the church. We're not saying that now you get to go to heaven. She's on her way to heaven right now. If Jesus comes back, boom, that could have been the rapture. If he comes back before we get her in this water, she's going to heaven. But Jesus said, as an act of obedience, we want you to be water baptized and show everyone on the outside what has happened on the inside. So I'm excited to baptize Lauren today. So if you'll step over. There we go. Lauren, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior?
Yes.
And you plan on living for him for the rest of your life? With the help of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay. Well, based upon your profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and my being able to pull this sleeve up far enough, I baptize you now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. All right. Okay. I think we have Georgia. Carmadale is going to come up now. Mom and Dad, how long ago were you baptized? Approximately. 6 years ago. Pastor Paul, Bert? Pastor Paul baptized Mom and Dad here in these waters, those waters. And isn't it exciting now? Wow, Willie and Holly, I hope you, I know you can appreciate it, that now your children are following in a commitment to Christ. And Georgia, that's just what you're doing, baby. You're going to live for Jesus, just like Mom and Dad. All right, come on. Kneel down. There we go. Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, Georgia? You're going to live for Him all the days of your life? Okay. You're going to be an expert at it? Okay. Good. Hold your nose for me. Well, because of your profession of faith in Jesus Christ, I baptize you now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. All right. Good job. Colin, come on up here, man. This is my buddy right here. I whisper in his ear on Sundays. Nobody knows what I whisper in your ear, do they? I'm not going to tell them yet. But every time I get a chance, I whisper something to him. And I'm proud of him. I call him Little Willie. That's his daddy's name. All right, you ready? Now, if daddy said I could hold you under, how long can you hold your breath, by the way? You don't know? Okay, well, go ahead. There we go. All right. Just kneel down. There we go. Now, Colin, have you accepted Jesus as your Savior? You're going to live for Him for the rest of your life, as the Holy Spirit helps you. Okay, well, hold your nose for me. There we go. So because of your profession of faith in Jesus Christ, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Good job. Number five. All right. Big brother got dunked, didn't he? His little brother's right here, and it's Colin's birthday. Is it today? Awesome. Baptized on your birthday, man. Birthday. Get it, guys? We're celebrating his spiritual. Y'all with me right here, right? Yeah, y'all see the significance. Okay. College students, they're pretty quick on that kind of stuff. Would you stand with me? I want to remind you again that if you made a decision today and maybe you want us to pray, be able to pray about what you're trusting God with, or maybe you really trusted Jesus with your life for the first time, please fill out a Connect card or just come back and let us know what God's done in your life because we want to help you. You know, we're excited. There's an old term, an old church term called when the waters are stirred. You know, that means something's happening. When you're baptizing people, that means something that something is happening. And I want you to know if we will love others. That's all we're called to do is love God and love people. Then we will always have the water stirred. I can promise you that because God is faithful to use us. And as long as we're doing this, we're going to be excited and we're going to grow. Because if we don't do this, then it's going to be just a bunch of us old people looking at each other. And then we're going to start complaining. And all right, y'all got it, right? Okay, good. I want to say again how great it is to have Chi Alpha here today. And I want to bless you before you leave. May God keep His hand upon you. May His peace cover you like a blanket this week. May joy and laughter spill from the doors and windows of your home, and may you be happy that you know Jesus. I bless you. May God bless you. We love you. Be sure you speak to Chi Alpha today. You're dismissed. We'll see you next Sunday.